Batman, The Long Halloween, Chapter 2, Thanksgiving. We know you did it, Mickey. But we also know that you're nothing but a little fish. And the only thing little fish are good for is catching bigger fish.
Fish?
We want to know who hired you to do the job, Mickey. If you help us, maybe we can help you.
Thanksgiving night in Gotham City. On last Halloween night, someone blew up Harvey and Gilda Dent's home. That someone is Mickey the Mink Sullivan. Mickey runs a small-time operation called the Irish. Donny Boy Sullivan, his older brother, Jimmy Slick, Dapper Kevin, Willie Two Times. We have all of them downstairs in a holding cell, except...
I don't want to be here. My wife is home, making a turkey and stuffing, and that's where decent, honest people should be on this day. But justice doesn't have a calendar, Mickey. And if you don't tell us who paid you to kill Gotham City's district attorney, I'm going to miss that Thanksgiving dinner.
Then I guess you'll be missing your Thanksgiving, Boyle. Because I don't know Carmine Falcone. Never even heard of, what do you call him? The Roman?
You made the bomb that blew up Dent's house. This nail was part of that bomb. Every nail has a serial number like a gun. We traced it to the manufacturer, what hardware store it was sold to. A hardware store 2 blocks from your apartment. We have the receipt. You bought those nails.
Harvey Dent. It isn't like he didn't have it coming. If it weren't me that done the deed, there was a line around the block to do it anyway.
Mickey talks about how he ran. You bought those nails. You knew I would find you. It was only a matter of time.
Ah! No! Get away from me!
Ran like a rat into Gotham's sewers, trying to hide from one demon, only to run into another.
Solomon Grundy.
What is that?
Born on a Monday.
I arrived just in time before he killed my suspect. I have no quarrel with you.
Solomon Grundy?
I only came for the man who disturbed your privacy. That man.
Solomon Grundy! Born on a Monday!
He does not listen. He attacks. I dodge. Solomon Grundy. One of Gotham's lost souls.
Solomon Grundy! Born on a Monday!
I return the favor with a blow to the face. His nose is bloodied. Mickey talks about how Grundy would have hurt me. If I wasn't forced to hurt him first. Solomon Grundy was innocent of this whole affair.
Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday.
Solomon reminding me how deep the Romans' roots have dug into my city.
You found me like you said. I did the deed. That's what you want me to say, right? And I'll put it in writing, Boyle. But make no mistake, we all know what Dent gone and done.
What is it you're saying, Mickey? Exactly.
Only that you gotta be asking yourselves, who killed Johnny VT?
We're done with you, Mickey. Get out of here. Do you think there was anything to what he was saying? This isn't the first time I've heard
that Harvey Dent put 2 bullets into the Roman's nephew's skull. I can't believe that. I won't believe that. And neither should you. We've only just begun to learn the truth. Beneath us as Mickey is headed back to his cell.
Hey, who turned out the lights?
Everything all right?
Sure. Boyle.
Why would Mickey confess and not implicate the Roman? He's looking at the gas chamber.
He's scared. Not of you. Not of me. But of someone very powerful. Meanwhile, at the Roman's penthouse.
A little sugar, some fresh tomatoes, and then you add the sausages. Yeah. Alberto, we've got a lot to be thankful for.
Like what, Carmine? My Johnny's in the ground. Tell me what I've got to be so damn thankful for.
Carla, My dear sister, not to worry, the matter's being handled.
What? The DA? You don't think this was all the work of little Harvey Dent?
I said, it's being handled, Carla. And I don't like repeating myself. Now come on, it's Thanksgiving. No more business, eh?
This wasn't business, Carmine. Johnny was my only son, my baby.
And in the holding cell in Gotham PD.
You lads know what to do.
We've been over it before, Mick. Ain't like you to go over it again.
Tain't never been this far in the mouth of the lion either, Danny.
Now we stick together like we always do, shall we get caught in his throat?
Jimmy Slick.
It was me that drove the getaway car. I'll put it in writing if you want.
Dapper Kevin.
I delivered the package to woman. The dense wife, you know. I'll put it in writing if you want.
Willie two times.
I followed Den home. I did follow him home. I'll put it in writing if you want. Put it in writing, I will.
Donnie boy.
I throw the bleeding switch and I'll put it in writing if you want.
Five confessions, including Mickey. Rehearsed. Clean. Whatever the Roman is paying them, he's getting his money's worth. Bring Mickey back up. Moments later. Anything.
Nay. Falcone's name was never mentioned. Only thing we learned? 'Tis I have the worst Irish accent you'll ever hear. Boyle.
Do you think he's suspected?
Do we switch Mickey's? You're giving him way too much credit. And I guess I'm not dead anymore. I don't know how you do it, Bats. Being two people at once. Assuming you are two people.
Harvey Dent removes the Mickey mask.
So, without a murder charge to spook the Irish with, I'm for letting them walk. We put word on the street that they cut a deal and see how the Roman reacts.
We can still charge them. They confessed to attempted murder. They blew up your house, put Gilda in the hospital, for God's sake.
They'll make bail in an hour, bribe the judge, and we'll have nothing.
Charge them, Harvey, or I'll find someone else in the DA's office who will.
Harvey was wrong. They made bail in less than an hour. The Dents spent Thanksgiving together at Gotham City Memorial. Gordon went home late, and I spent Thanksgiving with someone very special. I place a plate for him by the sewer.
Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday.
As I finish my patrol past the Astoria Towers Hotel, I couldn't help but wonder, with the Romans' grip getting tighter on Gotham City, will there be anything to be thankful for in the coming year?
To the Roman, the flipping founder of the feast. To the Roman!